Okay.
I don't have the sheets. Sheets floating around. This week, but the Shomer Parshas Ekev. So last week in Parshas Chan, we spoke about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So I thought it would be worthwhile this week to explore the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, which is found here in Parshas Ekev. If you take a look in the first source, Zvarim Perek Yud Pasuk Chof, it says, Es Hashem Alekecha Tiro, Oso Sa'avod, Uvo Sidvok, Uvishmo Tishavea, you shall fear God Hashem, serve Him, cleave to Him, and swear by His name. Rashi comments, second source, Perek Yud Pasuk Chof, Es Hashem Alekecha Tiro, V'Sa'avod Lo, V'Sibapo, it's kind of like a, if this, then that, if you'll fear God, and you'll serve Him, and you'll cleave to Him. Then you'll be entitled to swear by His name if you keep all these things.
You need a
psych call for him. Now, what's interesting is the Sefer HaChinuch, as you know, the Sefer HaChinuch lists all the Tayag Mitzvah list and explains all the Tayag Mitzvahs in the Chumash in the order of their appearance in the Chumash. We have a number of works written on the Mitzvahs. The Rambam, of course, wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs where he has his own arrangement in terms of how the mitzvahs are grouped. It's nothing to do with the order in which they appear in the Chumash. You know, sometimes they have the cast and order of appearance. But the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam has his own order. In fact, sometimes there are questions. Why he picked this order? Why he grouped these together and those together? Whatever. Okay, Rav Sajigon also had his own order. But the Chinuch listed in order of the Chumash, starting with Bereishis, not so many mitzvahs in Bereishis, not Sefer Bereishis. But he follows an order, so he puts the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, you look in Source 3, mitzvah Tof Lamed Beis, mitzvah Yiras Hashem, that's here. Leos Yiras Hashem al Paninu Tamid, we should fear Hashem at all times so that we won't sin. That's the Chinuch, right? And he puts it here in Parshas Ekev. Now then he says, we'll come back to this point, Klomar, Shinira Bias Onsho. We should be afraid of the punishments which he can visit upon us. V'lo yev aveinu b'li magura lov kolayom. We should not be any time, you know, without looking towards Hashem. V'al zeh nemar es Hashem alkecha tira. Our pasuk here in Parshas Ekev. What's interesting is,
which Hashem is it? We say Hashem, we don't say Hashem's name.
Yeah.
Yira of a Kodesh Baruch Hu,
yeah.
Or Yira even of the name of a Kodesh.
Even the name, but that's not what we're talking about now. We'll see Hashem. Okay. Sure, it means Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, exactly. Now, I pointed out, if you look in source number 4, we have almost an identical pasuk in last week's Sedrin. It was Hanan. Dvar Parak Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel Es Hashem Alkecha Tira V'Oso Savo Rishmo Tishaveh. There it doesn't say V'O Sidvak. That's left out. Rashi there, Maschan and Fad makes the same comment as he does by us. Again, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Shvav Vishmo Tishavah. Im Yesh B'chav Kol Minas Halalu Shata Yorei Shmo V'Oved Ozo Oz B'Shmo Tishavah. Should we talk Shata Yorei Shmo Tezor B'Shmo Secha. So here, Rabbi said it, Rashi kind of puts it together. You'll be has you. Why do you need to have all these other midas to swear by Hashem's name? Because if you fear Him properly, then you won't misuse His name. You'll be able to swear by His name. You follow? That's how Rashi says.
Is that true?
Okay. No. Someone who fears God better not swear. I mean, I don't know. Okay, well, how far you take it, but you don't have the right. I guess sometimes a mitzvah you have to swear. But I guess on your own. So then, don't swear. But anyway, that's not the point I want to go into. I was just wondering, I don't know if I should have the answer, why the Sefer HaChinuch chooses to present the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Es Hashem Alkecha Tira, based on the pasuk here in Parshas Ekev. Again, you look in Source 3, it's mitzvah Tof Lamed Beis. Why didn't he put it in last week's Sedrin? Vashanu, you have, for our purposes, we're only really interested, I mean, Rashi's point notwithstanding, we're only interested in the first phrase, Es Hashem Alkecha Tira. He had that already in last week's Sedrin. So why does I don't have an answer. I don't know why the Chinuch chooses not to list the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem in last week's Sedra. Possibly, it's because in this week's Sedra, in that same section, there is another pasuk. If you look in Source 6, Parak Yud of Devarim Pasuk, Yud Beis, there it says, V'atoy Yisrael, famous pasuk, Mo Hashem Alokecha Sholem Kim Liras Alokecha, etc. What does Hashem want of you? He wants you to fear Him. Also, Lechaz B'chol Drochav, V'lavo Sol, V'lavo Lechaz B'chol Drochav, V'lavo Sol, a famous pasuk. When this whole, that's Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis. Our Pasuk is Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf. So it's part of the same Perek. As a matter of fact, if you look in some of the Siddurim, I think article printed after Shachris, the end of Shachris, most of us end Shachris with the Shir Shayom, if we're still there for that, right? But after Shir Shayom, there are various other things that many Siddurim print, most famously perhaps the Animamins and the Sheish Zechiros, different things. So some Siddurim also print, for example, the Parsha of Parnassah from the Mon, you know, from Bishalah, and some also print Parsha Sayira. You have it over there. Yeah, Parsha Yira. There it is. So it starts with the section in Pasuk Yudbeis of Perek Yud in Sosik. V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Shalom Kach Hashem Ma'ayim.
Ma'atisha, Ma'agim.
Okay.
What does Hashem want?
Right, Mo Hashem Shalom Ma'ayim. So that's the beginning of the so-called Parsha Yira. So maybe because that whole chapter, the whole paragraph is called the Parsha Yira, maybe that's why the Sefer Chinuch took the pasuk Hashem Elokecha Tira that's here in that section. I don't know, just a suggestion. Now regarding that pasuk, okay, Rashi comments in Perek Yud pasuk Yud Beis 7. Kiyam Liira Rabbeinu Dorsh Mikan, the famous Rosh Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Miira Shemayim. Hashem asks you more Hashem Elokecha Shomei Moch. He asks you to fear Him. So from there, the Gemara says Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Miira Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem except for Yishmael. That's a big subject, which we're not really going to go into. Just a little bit. It's Rashi, of course, didn't make it up. It's in Brachos Lamed Gimel. It's a few places. But it's in Brachos Lamed Gimel Bay, source 8. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Miira Shemayim Shenemar. V'atoy Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alkech Hashem Mach Kim Lira. Okay? Because even though Hashem asks this of you, Shom Me'imach. I mean, it's not up to Him. It's up to you. Namely, Lira Hashem. Now, the Gemara goes on to say, that's true, but that's the question exactly what that means. Okay, so we have a number of places, but first the Gemara here asks a different question. The Gemara is, you know, what does he want? After all, he just wants you to fear him. That's nothing. It's a pasuk in Shai, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Gimel, source 10. You are Hashem. You are Hashem. You are Hashem is considered a treasure. So why does the pasuk? What does Hashem want to? Nothing much. What do you mean? It's considered like a precious treasure, right? So the Gemara answers, well, who was talking here? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? They say Chumash Devar, Moshe is the speaker. In says they want Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. For him, it wasn't a big deal. He was saying, what does God want you? Nothing much. For him, it was nothing much. You know, for the rest of us, it's something big. Right? He was talking, so it sounded like it wasn't much. As Amar Chanina, Moshe Adam Shemach, you know, Kli God of Yeshua, Domalak Kli Cotton. Okay, if a guy has a very expensive, a very magnificent item, but he has it, he's got a few of them, so it's not a big deal, and he's got it. Kli Cotton. Okay, cotton velo don't want to quickly go. He's got something cheap or insignificant. He doesn't have it. You know, it's like it becomes very, very precious. Right, all of a sudden, it becomes worth more money. So, in any event, what does it mean? Hakol b'dei shamayim. So, one could learn the Gemara as saying that this has to do with the issue of what's predetermined, right? The issue of free choice. That's a subject. That's a big subject by itself. Right, that's the pasuk. But Rashi says something different. Rashi in the Gimel Beis says, "Look at 9. I call b'dei shemaim, call haba al ha'adam b'yad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hear me, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kegon aruch katzu. You'll be tall. You'll be short. Ani. You'll be poor. Asher chacham shota. You'll be wise. Not so wise. Lovan light skin. Shachar dark. Hakol b'dei shemaim. Aval tzadik b'rasha ain't a boy this one. But tzadik in Russia, that's not up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That's really based on the Gemara Nida on Tezaimer base. The Gemara has in 11. The Dorash of Chanina bar Papa Osa Malach Hamamura Al Hahirai on Lilo Shmo. There's some Malach who is in charge of conception and pregnancy. The note of Tipa when the male seed unites with the female egg and so on. So note of Tipa Middle of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He presents this. A tiny, just newly conceived human being. Be strong or weak. But the Russian tzaddik lo kamar. He didn't answer a Russian tzaddik. Anyway, that's the pasuk about Yerushalayim. There's a lot to talk about that. Okay, Rashi there, neither Tazan or Beis, source 12, says, Hakol b'dei shamayim kol midosov, v'kol rosov shalom, what's going to happen? That's, boyin lo b'gzeres melachus, midunatis kim lira, dover ze levada hu shom vimcha, l'fi shakol b'yara v'zeh b'yarcha. That's up to you. Now, we need to understand, so we're going to look at, what is this mitzvah of Yiras Hashem? Again, we spoke last week about Avos Hashem. Yiras Hashem, what do you do? And what's the essence of it? Or what does it do for you? Right? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, 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 13. Ramad Alpha and Ramad Bava page. Amar Barbu, Amar Rabba Barbuna. Call Adam Shiesh Batorah, the Ain Bayur Shemayim. Doma Legizbor, Shemasulam Aftechos Hapnimios, Aftechos Achitsonos Lamasulam. A person who has Torah, he's learned and so on, but he doesn't have Yerushalayim. He's like a treasurer who is given the keys to the inner door. He's got those keys, but he hasn't got the key to the outer door. Right? There's a double set of doors. So he's got the key in the inner door, but he doesn't get the key to the outside. So he can't get in. Okay? Baha'i Ayo, how's he going to get in? Rashi says, Yerushalayim, Domel Psachim Chitzonim. Shaderech Lachem Nichnasim Lepinim. Kach, in Yerushalayim, what's the whole Torah is not going to be of any value to him. He doesn't have Yerushalayim. According to this approach, Yerushalayim seems to be a key or a step towards, you know, Torah, not only the learning Torah, but observance of Torah. In other words, the Yerushalayim was like a prerequisite for Torah mitzvahs. Otherwise, you're like the guy's got the key to the inside, but not the outside. That's the way this opinion says. Machus Abyanai, and Abyanai is along those lines, back to the Gemara there, and Shabbos Lamed Alpha base. Machus Abyanai, Chaval of the Lesley Darsa, Vitar Ladarsa of it. Too bad a guy's got no courtyard, but he builds a wall. He builds a gate to the courtyard. Right? Now, according to this approach, then it would seem to me that this Gemara is saying that, again, the Yerushalayim is like the outer courtyard, or the gate to the courtyard. They come inside, and Yerushalayim leads you to lots of other things. But according to this, it's not necessarily an independent value in its own. It's not an independent mitzvah or an independent goal on its own. However, there is another statement in the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, based on a pasuk Koheles. I printed the pasuk there. Okay, Koheles Paragimel pasuk Yudalim. Well, it says, Yodati ki kol asher yasa elokim hu yeh la'olam olam ein la'osu v'en le'gro ve'elokim osa shi'ru'u milfonav. So Yehuda there in the Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Alpha Bay says, Amar Yehuda lo ba'a kadosh baruch hu sa'ama ela kedei shi'ru'u milfonav. Shenema ve'elokim osa shi'ru'u milfonav. According to that approach, sounds like that's a goal in its own right. In other words, kadosh baruch hu created man to fear him. Right, that a goal possibly in its own right. So it could be, I mean, it's an ergodic passage, obviously, but it could be the two different deus here in the Amoraim as to whether Yerushalayim is simply like the gate. Rashi says you don't have the key to the outside. So look in Rashi in 14, Baha'i Ayel, Be'ez HaPesach Nichlas, L'Torach HaPnimim. How are you going to get inside to open the inside door when you're locked out of the outside door? Right. So the two different ideas. It's interesting that Ibn Ezra, both here in Vaschanan and in Akev, again, remember we have the identical phrase, Ezra Shemakech HaTira, so in both places, 16 and 17, Ibn Ezra comments, what does Tira mean? Shelo ta'asu mitzvahs lo sase. Tavod is mitzvah, right? Also, Sabah, Ezra Shemakech HaTira, both ways, Shelo tavod on mitzvahs lo sase. According to Ibn Ezra, what's Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is basically to protect you from violating, all the lotases, right? All the lavin. Right, you're not allowed to wear shatnez, you're not allowed to eat treif, you're not allowed to eat kippah, you're not allowed to call it some basic, whatever it is. So the Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem, in effect, protects you from violating those laws. That's how Ibn Ezra understands it. Okay? Sounds like that's the point. That's what he seems to be saying. Okay? And that's like the first opinion in that back then, Maramon Shabbos, that it's like the, you know, the keys to get in, so to speak, but it's not by itself. Whereas the other opinion, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, but Elokim also Shir Mufano, that's independent. Now, the Rambam,
if you refrain from doing your better, that shows you have your Hashem.
Okay, hold on. Okay, good, let's see. Now, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSei Dalet. Last week we spoke about Gimel, that was Avos Hashem, Mitzvos HaSei Dalet. Look at the Rambam right. So, HaMitzvah HaRaviyas, He Shetzivani Lahamin Yerosu Yisala, We should be frightened of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't be like those, you know, heretics and so on who walk around thinking everything is by accident, everything is happenstance, coincidence. Rather, we should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishment. So first of all, the Rambam is telling us here in the midst of the Dalet, he's telling us that Yiras Hashem is really Yiras HaOnesh, right? You're afraid of being punished. Okay, now that too would seem to link it with the observance of mitzvahs, that it's not an independent value necessarily. I don't know if it says correct, but it could be that, you know, and you could learn the Rambam that way. But I think what he's saying is, Mira be a soldier, you better be afraid. You better not violate any of these surim because you're afraid of his punishment. In other words, it's kind of like a, a protective device that'll keep you from violating the Isurim. Yeah.
What does Lachamin Yiratzel mean?
Say it again?
What does that mean, Lachamin Yiratzel?
It's interesting. I don't think Amunah means faith in this sense.
But who's Yirah?
Yirah of Hashem.
The word Amun means
yes, yeah, maybe to strengthen
well,
your
show strength.
Okay, maybe.
Strength.
Yeah,
your
of Hashem. Your year of him. You are so you spoke. To strengthen it. Yeah, it solidifies your life. Why I'm going to tell
you
yeah.
What about King Oren?
So again, one could include as the two. I mean, the Ibn Ezra put that on notes of Savod, right? Ram doesn't really say; just says. Because onshim, you don't have onshim if I say it. Sometimes you have onshim. Right. I mean, you know, there's Machas Mar, there's other things.
Right.
So onshim in the broader sense. That. Now, that's the Rambam of the Sefer Mitzvah. So you look in Hilchos Yesodot Torah, we saw this last week, Perek Beis, the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchos Yesodot Torah. The Rambam writes, Hakel Anichbar of Norazeh and Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Avo, Uli Yira Oso. Shemar? Last week, talk about Havta Shemot Pecha. And now here, v'nemar es hashkach hatira. Beis, halacha beis. V'heichi aderech ha'avosu yirotso. This again, we talked about, right? B'shah, she's bonein ha'odna b'maisov, u'bruov ha'nifloim ha'gdolim. When we look at the great wondrous deeds that Kadosh Baruch Hu created and did and so on, v'yir men chachmosu she'en lo'erech, we'll see the wisdom that's ain't lo'erech, we can't even fathom it and so on, right? So that'll bring you to love Hashem, but also, you think about it deeply, you'll jump back in fear. You know, you ponder Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, and where does that leave you? Well, each one of us like a speck in the cosmos, right? In the universe, the grab with the whole universe. What you're frightened. It's almost, you know, so according to this, the Rambam is not talking anything here about mitzvahs and avoiding averas and so on, onshin. This is what in rabbinic lingo is called yiras haromamus. This is not yiras haonesh. Rambam doesn't say anything about punishments. Yira here seems to be an independent entity, right? The person was to be frightened, you know, a fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the sense of yiras haromamus, more like awe, a reverence and fear, right? You see your relative worthlessness compared to the whole universe is like cutting broken the charger. Okay? So that's how the Rambam says. So a little bit of a steerer, maybe.
What happens when you do what was thinking? Rambam says,
you're mechanical. What's that?
In the first two lines, he says, when you contemplate Hashem, you come to a great time.
Love? Right, that's what I meant. And also come to Yira.
Right.
So I'm saying, so this year here, Yira is independent goals, I'm saying.
Right.
This is an onshin, or it's a key to avoiding averas and so on. So I don't say it's a stira, but it's two different things. One thing he says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, one thing he says over here. The Chinuch, in the continuation of the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Lamed Beis 20, the Chinuch writes, Shorish Mitzvah, Shorish HaMitzvah, B'Yiras Hashem Nigel Lechor Hashem, Ki HaShmira HaGadola Min HaChet, Hu Yiras Onsho. So the Chinuch is talking about Yiras Onesh. Okay, he says fear of Hashem is the fear of the punishment. The Dinah is a Kulm B'Shad HaKos, so fine. But the Heges B'Chol Makum B'Chol Zman, okay, and he says you shouldn't take this out of your mind for a moment. He says, B'Zos Achas Minutza Tmidios. This is one of the constant mitzvahs, not only by day or only by night, only on Shabbos, and Yantav, it's a mitzvah Tmidios. Shalo Yivsach Yivna Adam La'olam Afil Rega Achas. He says you shouldn't let disappear from mind for a second. Umisha bod var avera liyado, and when you have an opportunity to avera, chayev lahoerucho, you should wake yourself up. The losos elibo ba'osa perek shashem baruch hu mashgiach b'chol ma'aser b'nei adam v'yashiv lahem nokam kafi roa ha'ma'aser. Because baruch hu let you have it. I'll give you what you deserve if you do something bad. So again, the chinuch is definitely emphasized. Now it's interesting because the chinuch often presents things based on the Rambam. But that was not what the Rambam said in Hilchos Yesodot Torah. Okay, but here he tells the Yiras Ha'onesh, and he writes at the end, 20. But overall, Zev, lo shotu b'chach bo'son shows, if when you don't do it, then you beat the lasay, that you have an opportunity, avera, right? Aside from the avera doing, you're also violating the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, right? Beat the lasay, zeh, shazui shaz kiyam, asay zeh, b'chivun. Okay, so that's how the chinuch writes. Now the minchas chinuch points out in 21 the minchas chinuch, not much minchas chinuch on this mitzvah of Tavlam Beis, but it's if an os aleph, he writes, quite aleph writes, liyos yos 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 panenu tzecha, biyos ancho, uvasov chosav insan. Now he says, umitzah zu mevur b'rambam perik beiz minchasot ha-torah. He refers to the Rambam, v'sham mevur heich hidabek liyos so b'shah tzecha, v'hu yos haromus. The Chinuch points out, the Minchas Chinuch points out, you look in the Rambam, Minchas on the Torah, there the Rambam says, Toma Yiras HaRomus, Havarav Mechaber, but this one, the Chinuch, Nokat Yiras HaOnesh.
Right?
The
Minchas Chinuch says what we said
so right, so the Minchas Chinuch says what the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, I remember reading some of the Minchas Chinuch may not have had the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you know. It wasn't available, it wasn't printed, or whatever. So he seems to be bothered a little bit here by the fact that the Chinuch talks more about Yiras HaOnesh with Rambam, that it seems to be based on, talks about Yiras HaRomus. But it's not a kasha because he's emphasizing, you know, he says it somewhere else. He says it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch, I don't see that. But at any rate, you see two different directions. There's Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomus. Now, in Pirkei Avos, is this a stira? Not necessarily. Okay, and really could well be heads and tails at the same point. I think that's how, you know, we have to look at it. You look in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. I think we should talk about Mishnah Tzadik, who are Omer Altiu Kavodom Avodim Mishamsa Rav Amanas Lekavod Pras Ella Havu Kavodom Mishamsa Rav Shalom Amanas Lekavod Pras. Should not do mitzvahs because of the reward you'll get, or the flip side of that is don't avoid averus because you just want to avoid punishment. Rather, you know, should not be because of any consequences. Then it says at the end. Of that Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Aleph, V'hi Morah Shamayim Aleichem. Fear of heaven should be upon you. So the Rinu Yonah, on that Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Perek Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Dimasa Elohim HaKavodim, right? What's the connection here? Okay, well, what's the connection? Why does the Mishnah, he's talking about the reward, and so why did he, reward and punishment, don't do mitzvahs for the sake of the reward. What's the guy do? Why did he then put in V'hi Morah Shamayim Aleichem? So it could be, he's not, it's a different teaching. But the Rabbi Nuyon writes, Al Kain Samach Zel Inyan Ayurav Amar V'yemar Shemam Aleichem Lavar Shem Yurav Ome Abba Ke'evet Shove Rabba Mne Gadluloso Umayla El Dato Shiocho La'oncho V'nim So Misham Shem Yira Lo Mne Yiras Mne Onesh And Mne Gadulos Harav Sheyesh B'yadu L'anav. He says like this, if you fear the punishment, ultimately, you'll fear the one who has the capacity to punish. In other words, so he says, because, well, he's saying, you serve, yeah.
How does that fit with
no, he's saying, but it flows in the previous part. He's saying, don't serve Hashem.
For the right reason.
Then you'll come to
it's not just, part of the recommendation of its evil, like the beginning. Have they and lo have they.
Yeah.
Here it's not. It should be. It will be,
right. Yeah, correct. He says it'll bring you to Morah Shamayim. Yeah.
Right.
That's what he says.
Someone else says. And in case you'll say, well, I tried out, but it didn't work. So,
we'll get that. We'll get to that. Now, in 24, I quoted from the Sefer Avodas HaMelech. The Avodas HaMelech is a commentary on the Rambam written by Rabbi Menachem Krakowski. Menachem Krakowski was an uncle of Rabbi Soloveitchik. grew up. The town in White Russia called Chaslavich, where his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, was the Rav. Before Moshe Soloveitchik was the Rav in that town, Rav Nachum Krakowski was the Rav. So he wrote a Sefer called his uncle. So he wrote a Sefer called Avodas HaMelech on the Rambam. It's only on, I think, on the first Madan Av, I think. I don't know if more of it was lost or whatever happened.
The brother of Moshe
Soloveitchik. No, on the other side.
The brother of the wife.
I think so, yeah. Anyway, so be that as it may, Moshe Soloveitchik was married to Feinstein. I don't know I'm not sure I was his uncle, but anyway. The Avodas HaMelech, right, again, we only have it I think on Madan Av. He actually quotes Rav Soloveitchik a number of times, his nephew, but each time he doesn't quote any alumnus from him. He only quotes, I think, when Rav Nachum Krakowski wrote the Sefer, so the Rav was in Berlin. His uncle would have used to ask him to look up manuscripts in Berlin or something like that in the library. So he quotes it from there, doesn't quote any of his alumnus. But anyway, the Avodas HaMelech on that Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos HaTorah Beis, Ukshem Chasher B'Drama Elu, etc. He points out the fact that here in Yisod HaTorah, he talks about Yiras HaRomus, but he never said for Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Dalet, Kosmo Rahami Yiras HaRomus, Halef HaChamein HaValoyeh, Nir Kofra, etc. Nir B'Yiras Onshom. It's a fair punishment. See, it's kishamar yirsa onish. The kan kashman a malas yirayos signal yirsa omus. She blayed the akaris gadlos. So it says very simple. They're both right, but one is greater than one is a higher level. There's a level of yirsa onish. There's a higher level of a greater level yirsa omus. He says avaras malas is no steer. In the same premises, he says the basic level. The Mishnah Torah gives you the ultimate goal. Now it's interesting. They look in Hilchos Tshuva. Perikud Aloch Aleph 25. The Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes, Al Yomer, listen to this one. Al Yomer Adam Hareini Osem Mitzvah Satorah VeOsek BeChachmaso Kedei Shachabel Kol HaBrachos Aksuz Bo. Let's go back to that mission, Perikovitz, right? Don't observe the Mitzvah of the Torah and delve into its wisdom so I can get all the brachos that are promised there. Oh, Kedei Sheska L'Chalam Abo. Oh, I'll get into Chalam Abo. And furthermore, VeEfrosh Min HaAveiros, I'll refrain or abstain from Aveiros, She's here at Torah, man. Kadesh inot sel min akolos aksuvus with Torah. So I'll protect myself from any of the punishments. Oh, kadesh lo ikares michayal avabos. I wouldn't lose chalavon. Ein roi lavra shem al aderech hazeh. And that's the Rambam says it's not proper to serve Hashem in that fashion, meaning just because of fear of punishment. She oved al derech zeh who oved miyira. He said that's fear. He says ve'ena milas hanavir ve'lo milas hachachomim. That's not the way that the Nevi'im Nachum served Hashem. Ve'ein ovdim Hashem al derech zeh ele am ha'oretz v'hanoshim ha'ktarim, uneducated, no offense to women, it means uneducated people. Shemechanchin osam avod me'yira ad shetir bedaitan v'yavda me'avod. So here the Rambam says, ultimately you're supposed to serve Hashem out of avo. Yira, the Rambam says, altogether, it seems to be a lower level. He says, that's for the uneducated, the simpletons, you know, who don't know any better. So they have to tell them, well, you better do this, you can get into trouble. But they'll listen, right? You're like a little kid. He doesn't understand why you do this. You don't think you're going to patch. I'm going to take away your toy or whatever it is, right? There's a punishment. So that, the Rambam says, is for the uneducated. But the real thing is to serve me'avo. So you look at this Rambam by itself, and it's a little difficult. We have to read in further into the Rambam, because he's almost like belittling Yiras Hashem. And he doesn't make any distinction. Right. So let's take a look. At a few things besides that. You look in Parshas Vayera, Bereshis Parakov Beis, Sukudal Chni Beis, the Akedah. Right? Vayikol HaMalach Hashem HaShemayim, what does he say? Avram, Avram, Hineni. The greatest praise that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram at that majestic moment of the Akedah is what? That doesn't sound like a bad compliment. I mean, that's just for the, what do you mean? That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram? Or by
it defines it differently at the end of the pasuk. That the Yira was manifested by Valocha Sakta Es Pincha. It wasn't just a...
Okay. So hold on. Let's see. Here's another part of that. That's what I'm asking. But
so we can't prove yet.
Yeah, well, okay. Right, but I'm just saying, not higher. But the Rambam almost sounds like Yira is just for the simple event. Wait a minute, I'm wrong. Okay, Parshas Yisro, the Aseret HaDibros. Right? Perkof of Shmos, Pesukim, Tezvav, Tezvai, Nizvai. V'chol Am Rames HaKolos. They all heard the sound of the shofar and the thunder and lightning, hoping all frightened by Arba Anu, they were trembling. They moved away, and they said to Moshe, listen, you do the talking and let us know what he says. Right? We don't want that part of this, right? By all Moshe and Yizayin, Elam Altiro, don't be frightened. Ki levavur nasos from Elokim, uvavur tie year or so al pnei chemel with yisechato. It's also the Mamma Arsina was designed to instill Yira. And last week said it was Chanan. Again, it recaps the same event. Parakei, Pasuk Chof Hei of Devarim. Vayishma Hashem Skriven B'davar Chem, he said, Eiti was Kosher Di Beiru. Chof Hov, what does Hashem say? Mi Yitain, Vahil Avom Zel Li Yirosi. Would that they'll always fear me like they do now. It sounds like Yira is not a bad thing.
Didn't you want to call
Yira
awe earlier?
Fear? Don't get that. A couple other quick points. Tilim Parakei Tes Pasuk Yud. This is the Shabbos morning davening, we say. What did it say about Yiras Hashem there? Yiras Hashem Tahora. Omedes Lo'ad. Yiras Hashem is pure. It's enduring. Right? Another source. Again, these are the psukim. It's something we all know. Okay? Tilim Perkuf Yirala Pasigud. Reishas Chochma. Yiras Hashem. So what do you mean? You know? So we need to understand what the Rambam is getting at here when he kind of like belittles Yira. So Yeah, right, right. You're another son, exactly. So the second one, Yad HaMelech is a comment to the Rambam from the grandson of Levi Yehuda. Okay, yeah, Landau was with him. So the 31, Yad HaMelech on Hilchos Tshuva, and that Perek Yud HaLocha, okay, quotes the Rambam. And then he says in the second paragraph, Rabbeinu Hikvin Bekan. Rambam belittles Kol Kach Milas over the Europe. Ad Sheyichso Rak L'Ame Arts. I mean, the Rambam seems to be belittling the midst of Yira, sort of simple, folks. The after Motzino Mikromai quotes Psukim. Our Pasif Atoiso Moshe Melchoshom Meimo. And he quotes by the Akeda, and he quotes by the Psukim, as almost we mentioned, and so on. So he says, Vanochom Rezeh. You have to know what type it is, Yira and this Yira. Okay? Vahianachom Rezeh Shemailas Hayira Hamur Bavrom Avinu. Vigam Amur Mishitar Arab Psukim. Hakarmonahu al Yira Sashemi Kog Duloso Romuso and so. Here it's clear we got to distinguish in Yiras HaRomus and Yiras HaOnesh. Uquosh HaTin HaRabe V'Zohar, he quotes the Zohar, fine. Okay, Yiras HaShem Tahora, that's a different type of Yira. Okay, that's a Yira that a person has fear only of Hashem. When is Yiras HaShem pure? When that's all your fear. You don't fear anybody else, and the person is Hashem. Okay, however, Omnom, a few lines later. Kesha Yira HiMachmos Ancho, Yira Kazeh Eno Nikra Eli Rei Shomayim Machmos Yirim HaPachad The owner Shabo Mtos Machos Shamayim. The Yirazu Einenu Tahor Venenu Shamayim. It's interesting, making a distinction between what we call Yirashamayim and Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaRomus. Yirashamayim is, it's almost like, that's what he says, okay? Sheyir Me'apachad Me'owner Shabo Mtos Machos Shamayim. That's not Tahora. Okay? And that's a different type of Yir. All right? And,
How did
Rashi define
it earlier?
Which Rashi?
That Rashi,
or not
even Ezra,
defined
it.
Yeah, he said that keep away from mitzvahs.
Okay,
it's a further question. But anyway, what the Yad HaMelech is getting at, bottom line for us, is that there's a difference in somebody's Yoreis Hashem, Bichvodu, Atzim, Achaz, Godo, Rumuso. That's something else. He quotes other psukim. I said, Pasuk, Eov, Aleph, Al, Tom, Yosher, Elohim. Rabbeinu Kiven Khan, Lira Pchusav, Ahani Yiras HaOnesh. When the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, this is Yira, he's talking about the lower level of Yira. That taka, your punishment, that's a young child, doesn't know any better. You tell him, you do this, you get in trouble. Okay? Hopefully the child,
later, this
Tshuva
Me'Avo.
Yeah, yeah.
So he talks about it.
But I'm just saying, he says, Avo is a higher level, but he's not dismissing Yira. Okay? He says, Yira that's a different type of Yira. So that's what the Yad HaMelech drives at. Now, it's interesting. There is, okay, so that's what we need to understand. So the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is not dismissing Yira. The Yira is Haromos, but Avo still may be higher. But the Yiras HaRomus, Rambam would not have had made such a statement. It's only for the simple folks and so on and so forth. It's not. That's Yiras HaOnesh. That's how the Yad HaMelech types it up. Now, there's a Gemara in Sota, Chof Beis, and Beis, interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanar Banan Shiva Prushim. There are seven Prushim people, I guess the English would be ascetics, people who separate themselves from the pleasure of this world. The Gemara does not speak in a complimentary fashion about it. Different things motivate people to do it. And a lot of things they do it for the wrong reason. And among the list of the wrong reason, he says, Parash me'ava, parash me'ira. So Mar says later, Parash me'ava, parash me'ira, what's the matter with that? Amar le'abaye v'rova latana, lo tisne parash me'ava, parash me'ira. Don't put those two on the list. Those are not bad reasons. Those are not bad reasons. There'll only be five, not seven. Don't be hura marav. Why? The old rule. La'olam yasok adam betar mitzah filo shalol lishma, shemitok shalol lishma, fall lishma. Yeah, there is a level, okay. What is parosh me'ava? This is where she says, me'ava schar ha-mitzvahs. Okay, a guy wants the schar. He does mitzvahs, doesn't really like it. He does mitzvahs because wants to get the reward. He wants to make some money on the deal, so they'll do the mitzvahs. That, below avas mitzvahs abore, or me'ira, shall own shim, elama al-adam la'asov avas ha-mizrach ha-shitvash ha-kenu ha-sofa schar level. You should do it. So Abai and Rava take it out, because you're right. It's not really the best way to do mitzvahs, because I want to get rewarded. I want to avoid punishment. But still, it shouldn't be on the beer list. Why? Because mitok shalo lishma, bal lishma. It starts out that way, but hopefully, eventually, you'll grow, you'll get older. Again, much with a little kid. You tell him not to do this, he doesn't understand why. I hope he gets older, he begins to realize, oh, no, I understand why mom and dad told me not to do this. Right? But right now, so therefore,
Take it till you make it.
Okay. Now, the Rambam himself really says this himself. In the parish of Mishnah and Techelik, in Sanhedrin Perek Yud, the Mishnah Chelik. He's in the middle of, says, 34, V'lochen, he tira lahamon, she yish'aru kafi da'itam la'asos tov l'tikvas ha'gamol. For most people, the hope of reward, that's the motivator for most people. Well, it's rachek min aros, miras onish, and keep away from the bad things because of fear of punishment. Okay, and we should. We want people to do it that way. Ad, sheyasig hamasi edas emes, eventually you'll come to the truth and realize, okay, kid derek shalos in lenar, bizman alimud, kafi ha-moshul shekibah, the same moshul, right? And he said, he kpidu ala tignes yisocha, shepirsim ha-hamon, ma shepirsim. V'omur chacham, they had a time to that, and tignes yisocha, people misinterpreted. Tignes yisocha don't serve Hashem in the expectation of reward. So people go, oh, that means there's no reward, there's no punishment.
Famous
people. Tzorok ha-baisus, right, the Talmidim, of the founders of the Tzedukim, they made a big mistake, so at a time. Okay, anyway, the point is, the Rambam says, someone who does Mikhail, look at the last line on that page, Mikhail, it's in the Yuris Onish, the Tikvah Tzhar, it's okay, El Sheinim Shleimim. Although, Mutal Lehem Bekach, it's better to do that way, Shatikvah Lehem Tchun, Rachshol, Lekim, eventually you'll do the rest of the mitzvahs, right? That's what the Rambam writes over there. The Sefer Mitzvahs cut in the Smak says it even more concise, you know, more directly almost, in Mitzvah Dalad. He says, guess what? If you do mitzvahs because you want to get rewarded because you're afraid of punishment, good for you. Tovu, that's good. Why? Because it shows you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It shows you have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not nothing. That's good. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do you good, or lahavila paros. Achla, but, with all that, he knows good. He says, tovu, good. But, achlo higila ikar mitzvah. Hello, Samaba, Shalom, and it's called Those are now it's Adam, I'm a year, it's Adam Zumi, it's a different thing. Okay? He says, if you're too afraid of a person, that's a different thing. But what is the Smach pointing out? He's saying, 1 second, it's a good thing. So, going back to our point, there's no steer. Okay? And I was here, we mentioned last week, Avos Hashem is also no steer, but really, we said that one kind of, by Avos Hashem, we said, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that'll bring you to do the mitzvahs and so on. Here we're saying a little differently. Here we're saying that really Yiras HaOnish and Yiras HaRomos almost head and tail of the same coin almost. Okay, it's a beginner's level and an advanced beginner's, or whatever, beginner's level and advanced level. Now you begin with Yiras HaOnish, but not that it's not important. The Sefer Charedim, that's another Sefer HaMitzvahs, he grouped the mitzvahs in the order of which parts of the body you do it with. These are mitzvahs done with the head, this is done with the arm, this is done with the heart. Right? So Sefer at the beginning of the Sefer Charedim, Mitzvah say Parak Aleph Hos Gimel. This arrangement. Hashem Hanichbar Vanora Zeh Mitzvah Lira Men Hashem Ratzma Kechatira. He says it straight. Shnei Mina Yira. The two types of Yira. Achas Yiras Haonesh. Keshma Kecha Eish Ochlo. Achas Yiras Haromus. Vizuikar. Shneimar and so on and so forth. Right. So he says it also straight out. Okay. And he says the different things and it depends what level of person. The Mesilas Sharm writes this as well in Parak Chav Dalad. What's called Yiras Achet. He says it's important to know this. He says there's Yesh Yiras HaOnesh. Second part is all Mina Echav. Yesh Yiras HaRomos. I'm in a base. Yiras HaChet. Chelek Lira. And so on. So the bottom line, he says, is he actually puts Yiras HaChet. Yiras HaChet doesn't mean the fear of punishment. Yiras HaChet, I don't want to do this sin because of my reverence for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, in other words, there's Yiras HaOnesh. I don't want to do the sin because I don't get punished. I know that I get punished. I do it. Okay, but if Yiras HaChet, you know, that's what, huh? What's that?
It's against the Ratzon
HaShem. Exactly. And that's what the Yiras Shemayim, Yiras HaChet.
Right.
Chaim says Yiras Shemayim, Yiras HaChet. So Yiras Shemayim, the way we explained it before.
Yiras HaRomos.
Right.
Yiras HaOnesh.
Right. And Yiras
against the will of Hashem.
But that's on the, I would say that's on the Romos. So that's the car. Anyway, that's what Mr. Sharm says. Okay. He says, but look what he writes. He explains it. He spells it out. He says in the third paragraph, "Hamin habeis he uyiras haromus, v'usham yirchak min achatayim." In other words, we said before, what we explained it before was the yiras of onus what kept away doing from chet. But the Mesuzah Shalom is telling us is yiras haromos will keep even more away from chet because you have real reverence and not because of being punished. In other words, it's not to be divorced. Yiras onus keeps you away from doing chatoim. So in that sense, we go back to where we started, that in a certain sense, both statements of the Gemara are correct. Yiras Hashem is an entity by itself, but it's also the key to get to, you know, to get into the room, so to speak. Because if you'll have real Yiras HaOmos, then normally you won't do any chatoim. So they're intertwined, I think, in a different way. That's what he says. Because he says, like you said, Ratzon Hashem, you a low, you know, relatively unimportant creature to do something against Hashem. Vinezos Hayira, he says, no kidding. Eina kol kach kala. Well, it's not so simple. You're darn right. Okay? Not so simple to come to this. Okay? Because, ki lo sulad elamitoki diev askal is bar, almost is bar. Okay? That's really a person that's to think about it and so on and so forth. Who are you, Asher? Manuel, Mechelik Beis, Mechelik Mechelik Chassidus, he spoke about it earlier. But in any event, he says that's what it means, Liras Hashem. All right? But Liras Hachet. But again, he also says that there's still value to Yiras HaOnshin. Now, it's interesting, there was a Gemara in Pesachim, of Chof Beis and Beis, famous Gemara. You have to say, that these are heads and tails of the same coin, because otherwise you're going to run into an interesting problem. If you really believe that Yiras HaOnshin is not, you know, Yiras HaOnshin has to also, to mean reverence, or in the sense, not fear of punishment or fright, but reverence or awe, it has to be like that. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Pesachim, Chaf Beis Amud Beis, 38. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, Ketanya, Shimon Hamsoni, Ramal Nechemia Hamsoni. There he was. Hayadoresh kol esim shavatora. Right? The word es appears in the Torah, Makabed, es avicha esimecha. Right? Our pasuk. Es, what is the word es in? It's written in English. Kabed avicha v'imecha. Would mean the same thing, the S. Okay. So came along Shimon Hamsoni, and Nechem Hamsoni, whatever the name was, and he applied himself to figure out every word S in the Torah. It's Bresh Borokim, S comes to Maribe, something else. Comes to teach something else that's similar as an extension. So Kabed S avicha, the rabbos, achicha garo. Also your eldest. You know, it says, yeah, I forgot which is which. The Bob is gone. I forgot. Okay. So anyway, I'd like that.
I'm the older brother.
Me too. Yeah, me also. Whatever it was. But, so the S is Marbis, something else. Until Kevan Shehigia, says the Gemara, Psachon Chapnez and Beis, Lesser Shal Kechatira. Well, can you Marbis that's similar? The whole idea of the S is something similar with your Marbis. You include also. But here, what's similar to Fira Kosh Baruch Hu? What could it be? So therefore, Pirish, therefore he stopped his task. So Amaro Tamira, Rebbe, call Esther Ashamata, what about all the other just until now? What can I do? Amalahem, Kishem Shikibalti Chala Drisha, Kach Anime Kabbalah Chala Prisha. Either the system, you see the integrity of the person. Okay, you know, either it's correct that every S is Mar, or not. If I can't be Marbis to everyone, so then the whole enterprise is not correct. Right? So anyway, Kishem Shikibalti Chala Drisha, Kach Anime Kabbalah Chala Prisha. So comes along to Shabrisha. It comes along the Rabbi Kiva. Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva, the Doras Es Hashem Kechatir the Rabbi Tamei Chachamim. Es is to fear Tamei. And the joke is when he said Es Hashem Kechatir Rabbi Tamei Chachamim, it means that even Tamei Chachamim have to have Yiras HaOnshin.
Right.
The Rabbi Tamei Chachamim. That's not. But what he means is that there's a mitzvah to have reverence for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So 1 second. So the right as Rashi explained, where does that come from? It's actually a Mishnah. Right, Rashi the Pesach of 39 says, "The Rabbi from the Chama Shem Morah Rabcha Kamar Shemayim." Right, that's a Mishnah Perkei Avos, Parak Chama Shem Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Omer Yichol Tamid Chachav Alecha Kshachav Yichol Chavecha Morah Rabcha Uborah Rabcha Kamar Shemayim. That's a Mishnah Perkei Avos. And Rashi there in Perkei Avos, Parak Chama Shem Beis. Right, Uborah Rabcha Dohad Darshin Eshkam Tegel Rabbi from the Chama. Right, it's the same drasha. Okay, so some of the Achronim asked the following question. If Yiras Hashem is defined as Yiras HaOnshin, then the Ribu to Talmud Chacham makes no sense. I mean, right? The Talmud Chacham is going to punish you. That makes no sense. It's only if we define Yira as reverence or awe that now you can say, oh, so you also have to have Rebbe's Hofer Talmud Chacham. So that's when you have to say that Yiras Haron was included, that's head and tail in the same coin. That's not my chiddush. People pointed out, the Panim Yafos. Panim Yafos is a comment on Chumash from the Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, Haflah. Those who study one of the Rebbeim and Chassam Sofi, those who study Ksubas, the Machta and Kedushin. Okay, so the same author, Sir Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. So he wrote the, also Panim Yafos, Allah Tavis. So in here, Parshas Ekev, on the Pasuk, our Pasuk, Pasuk of Ezra and Chedup, he wrote. So he says, "Kvar kasam l'rosh ha'yira azos yira schar va'onish." I don't see also sam etc. etc. And he says, one second. Lefize yeshloma, the second part of the paragraph. He says, "Lefasha masha amu chazal." He quotes him over comments in a few places. Esha makachatu abos chachamim yesh v'chin azu yira s'onish. He said, "I how do you have yira s'onish?" Because that's what he's talking about. Because he understands that his pasuk is talking yira s'onish, like the chinuch said. Like the Rambam said in Sefer Mitzvot. So how does it work? So he says, well, there's another mission for Kalvus. Take a look, Perk Bay's Mishnah Yud. Hammer shows the Ram Rebeleza Omer Yichod Chaverch. One second. Yeah, it says the heavy regarding Talmud Chaver Mischamim Kineged Orn Shachamim. That's a different thing. It's in that Perk to this before that. It says Shalot Tichma Shenishichasa Meshichashul. Don't start up with Talmud Chaverim. There's a bite like an animal, and they can pick a thorn and so on. In other words, onish. So in a certain sense, says the Panim Yafos, the S works, you're so onish also. But the pastor says, I think it's not so simple. Okay? So I'd like to read with you an interesting essay on this week's study from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Emes Liakov, Allah Torah, here in Parshaka, Paragud, Pasukhov, Esau, and Gathir. So Hine, Zelosh, and Rambam. He quotes the Rambam. I don't read the whole thing. We read the Rambam, Parag Beis, of the Chesed Torah. Okay, so skip to the fourth line. Becharkach, he wrote, Vizel Hashonim, his man, Shadam, his bonum, his dorm, fine. Right, you'll come to Yiras Hashem. We spoke about him. All right, now, Vihine, it's the sixth line of 44. Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think he named the Sefer Iyunim B'mikra. The Talmidim called him as Yaakov. Anyway, the sixth line down, Vihine, Hama'ayin B'dvarv Eli Yire, the Haramba Mefarish Mitzvahs Esher Chamatira, the Hani Yiras Haromos, like we said. Avol b'sefer mitzvahs b'harambam the mitzvah yiras onish. Ayn shom b'kina sofer is one of the perushim on the sefer mitzvahs. He was more at this point too. Ayn minchas chinuch. He also goes minchas chinuch. We saw sheir gamkein the mechaber the author sefer chinuch nachar mitzvah yiras onish. Who also said it comes to the Sefer Torah. Okay. B'nei lechora yesh lahayir harkasha. Eich marbina me'eson chetul la'avos talmid chachamim. How can you have that reward talmid chachamim? The birshama im nomer shiras Hashem yiras haromus. Shaycha Yira Kamo Ken, Gabi Tamar Chacham. Masha'ena Ken knows Yira Sa'onish. In the Haflo's point about in the Mishnah Perkovitz, the Shichas Nachash. Okay, notwithstanding, and a Reba Mein Ayikar. It's not the same. Okay, so he says, Vanira, look what he says here, very important. The mitzvah Sa'ira, he ha totsah min ha'yira. He says, the mitzvah of Yira is a result oriented mitzvah. The mitzvah, a result oriented mitzvah. It's not the mice, it's a result. What happens? Klomar, she'osa ezo pula or monas from ezo pula in a yira zoo. He says, the bottom line is, says Yaakov Kamenetsky, that yira is a result-oriented mitzvah, and as a result of the yira, you do X or you don't do Y. That's how he understands yira. Okay, I'm reading it. Nero, the mitzvah say yira, he atotsam in a yira. He's going around, he's saying yira is not independent. Yira ultimately is to get you to do or not to do what you're supposed to or not to do, and not do what you're not supposed to do. He says, and therefore, ve'ein shum nafkusa be'ilas ha'yir. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether it's yiras ha'onesh or yiras ha'romimus. The bottom line is, I didn't do the avera. So the Yaakov said, it's a result or it's a mitzvah. I refrain from this avera. I did this mitzvah, whatever, because of yira. Doesn't matter whether it's yiras ha'onesh or yiras ha'onesh. At the end of the day, because of Yira, Lemaisa, I didn't do what I did what I was supposed to do. Okay? And he says, where do we see that? Where else do we have Mora? Ava Aim, right? Mora Ava Aim. So he says, Ish Ima Vavitiro, right? So says the Yaakov Kamenetsky, a very important point. He says, look at the Gemara Kedusha Lamed Aleph Beis quote. I didn't print the Gemara. It's a famous Gemara, right? What is Mora? How do you manifest awe or reverence for a parent? Lo Omen Mekomo, Lo Sozor. You don't sit in the father and mother's seat. Many homes, and the father and mother have a particular seat at the table that where they sit. So children should not sit in that seat unless the parents get permission, but the children shouldn't sit in that seat, right? Okay, so anyway, he says there the mora is not she ain't ha mora atzma mitzvah. Hello, totsoya mitzvah, totsoya that I don't sit in a seat, that I don't do whatever. Okay,
so the
she says,
causing it.
Yes, it's the backdrop.
The result.
Okay, the result of the Mora is this. So he says, and that's the case. He says, interesting. He says, Ayin b'Malachi. He says, look at the pasuk of Malachi. I printed it. Malachi, one of the trails, also, right? Perek Alav Mishnah 45. Bein Yechabed Av. Ever the Navi is complaining to the Jewish people. He says, Bein Yechabed Av. A child honors his parent. The Eved Adonav. And a servant honors his master, right? So Hashem says, Bim Avani. The Haftarah have told us anything. If I'm your father, I'm your father, so where's my covenant? He yells at the people. If I'm your master, where's my fear? Okay. So says Yaakov Kamenetsky, one second. You said, Bein Yechabed Av Ve'Eved Adonav. And suddenly now you're talking about Ayei Mora'i. Who was talking about Mora? So Bein Yechabed Av Ve'Eved Adonav. So Hashem said, if that's the case, where's my covenant? Where's my Mora? Who's talking about Mora? So the Radak in 46 says, it's as if the Pasuk says, Bein Yechabed Av, Pirish, Yiras Av, Eved Yiras Adonav.
Makes sense.
It's a parallel.
Right.
But Rabbi Yaakov says it's very nice. It doesn't say that. A word is missing. Okay, that's what he means. Fine. Okay. And it does make sense. They're looking at Radak one time. But go back to Rabbi Yaakov now. He says, Ayin Mamalachi. He says, Bein Yechabed Av, Eved Av, etc. L'chora pasach b'chavod v'siyem b'mora. Well, Kain Tzorach Lomar, listen to what he says. The b'emes achiv shal mora yesh shal gam kem abein, b'gam achiv shal kavod yesh shal eved. Mora applies to the child, and kavod applies to eved too. And whatever that means, you're bringing food, all the things that you do. He says, v'eved osa kozos m'yelfichach eto ben nikra zer kavod etel eved nikra mora. He says, in a certain sense, it's the same thing. It's a very, very thin line. What is kavod? You know, kabed is avicha doesn't mean obey your parents. It's reverence, right? It's respect.
Kabed
is respect.
Okay. All things that are physical.
Providing service. Providing service. Okay,
yeah,
but the service is out of
attitude in that list.
So I'm listening to Gemara, but he says the simple meaning of the word. Okay, and again, I think that's the background. It's result oriented, but that's exactly what Yaakov's saying. He's saying kavod and mora, it's almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing. It's nuance is different, but it's yes. In terms of practical deeds, the Gemara distinguishes. But he says he says that's why it's okay for the pasuk to talk about bein yechabed av ve'eved yechabed av, and it's ayei mora'i, because that type of mora, that type of reverence, it adds up to the same thing. Yaakov says, and then he says further. He says another. It's a Gemara Yevamos Bav Man Aleph. Take a look. I printed it. Part pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim 47 Perket Tes Pasuk Gimel says ish imav aviv tiro. So the Gemara in Yevam is involved, but I'm also involved. It says that Tanya Yochol Amar Lo Avim Hitama. I might think you have to do what your father needs. Your father needs service. He says to his son, who's a Kohen, as Rashi feels, Hitama Beis HaKoros, right? Lahash Aved. Okay, he tells him, go into the Beis HaKoros and get this, or don't return. I'll toss it. Don't give back this Aved. He finds the wallet. Don't give it back. The father doesn't give it back. Right, to think of what I need right now. So says the what do I do? I'm the child, what do I do? Yachol Yishma, should I listen? Should I obey my parent? They tell me not to do something the Torah says to do, or to do something the Torah says not to do? Talmud Lomar, Ish Imawe Tirova Sham Sosa Tishmar, Kocham Chav Bechodi. Because the Pasuk says, Ish Imawe Tirova, yes. But what? Also, as Sham Sosa Tishmar, my mitzvahs come first. Right, that's like orders from the sergeant, orders from the general. Right, in other words, the sergeant also has orders from the general. Says Rabbi Yaakov, and I never thought of this really, but the Gemara says Ish imo bav tiro, kulchem chayovim tichvodi. You quote the pasuk Ish imo bav tiro to prove the point of kulchem chayovim tichvodi. That's interesting, right? So it says Rabbi Yaakov, Elamai, it's the same thing. Okay,
anyway,
you have to say it. Right.
He says, "Bring me, go get that box. It's in the cemetery."
Yeah.
And I thought, "I mean, he should listen to your father."
Right, because I need a box. Right.
Well,
Okay. But the point is,
and
Ishi,
you don't, because your father shouldn't be telling you that.
Right,
because he has to listen to the side.
But
of
I'm just
now.
Talking about the limud. The limud is in the pasuk ish imo v'tiro'u, and it teaches you kuchav chav mechodi. And that's all I'm saying. Yeah, look. Talmud Lomar 48. Talmud Lomar ish imo v'tiro'u v'shav seishmar kuchav chav mechodi. I mean, what? Yeah,
in other words, why do you have to keep Shabbos? Maybe your parents say not so. Right.
So, LMI, you see that year in cover, that's what Yaakov is giving. Very closely, that he says, back in the second paragraph on top, the Lechora, he called the Moro, Mazam Asim Kluchav Mikodi, Elavadai Mishum the Yira, Haba, Miyiras Haromas, Nikres covered. The Yiras Onesh, that's real fear. But year of years Haromas, that's reference. That's what it is. That's the definition of the term. So again, we're back to what we said before. There's Yiras Onesh, that's Yira. Okay, I'm frightened, I'm afraid. Okay, but Yiras Haromas is like reverence. It's not fear. It's not fright, terror. Okay, you know, Chente Pachtecho. It's not that. It's reverence, and it's called covered, and that's why it makes sense. And he says, Elofize, Rabbi Yaakov is a Baldiktuk. He says, Elofize, Nitzarach Lom Mizor Benikuda Shal Hashem Kavod. Okay, he says the difference between Kavod, and Kibud, not all the same thing. Okay, I'm going to talk to it now. Right, but we say in the Gemara, it's also Kibud or Kvod. So, exactly.
No, there is no
so there's a difference.
Form. We don't
now,
see it.
Not super. Sorry, no. Let me just, he said something else to understand also. I want to finish this and get the last point. The Gemara Brachas also, Yigimel Amud Aleph, famous Mishnah, right, about interrupting during Kriyashma. So it says, depends where you are and who's interrupting. You all know this Mishnah, 50, right? But prokim, meaning in between the first and second paragraph, second and third, you say, shalom ne'akov u'meishiv. You can ask, you can initiate the greeting to someone you want to show cover to, u'meishiv, and respond. U'be'emtiv, if you're in the middle of the paragraph, shalom ne'ayir u'meishiv. You can initiate, if it's yira, and respond. Yira meir? You just say, be'emtiv, shalom ne'ayir u'meishiv, and cover to, prokim, shalom ne'akov u'meishiv, and all other. Fine. Famous Mishnah. So how does Rashi define Yira? Okay, how does Rashi define Yira? 51. Yid Gimel Aleph Bracha. Mipnei Hayira, Adam Shu Yarim Panav Shalo Yahargeo.
That's Yira.
Yeah, he said, that Yira there, says Rashi, look now back in Rabbi Yaakov, the last paragraph, 44. Ubezeh Novin Mashadocha Klamafarsh Bracha Shom Nayira Lefarsh Tahanu Adam Shu Yarim Panav Shalo. Why did you say that? Well, why don't you say some of you just have to have Yira for a while? Crazy to kill him.
Shul,
she
know.
Says, the low pressure, the Hanami Shukha, because that's the same as covered. That's my proof, says Rabbi Yaakov, that type of Yira, reverence is covered. And the Mishnah clearly distinguishes between covered and Yira.
Oh, wow.
So therefore, it has to be Yira than a kill. Anyway, I thought it was a very fascinating point. Let's enter back, please. Okay. Interesting, you know? So just to, I think to prove the point. Of Rabbi Yaakov, I didn't see you quoted this, but I saw this from else. I thought to put it together. The Rashi in the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph, right? Shir Hashirim, Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Shir Hashirim, we know, is a love song, right? I mean, it's a description of the love between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, like
parable
to the love between the young man, the young woman, right? So I would say that's all about Ava, right? So look what Rashi says. Right? Shakula Yira Shamaya. Where's that in Shir Hashem? Yira Shamaya? There's a fine. Yira Shamaya is so close to Abba. It's like Rabbi Yaakov is saying, right? That type of year of reverence, it's like COVID. It's close to Abba. And therefore, to come back, that's not what the Rambam was belittling. The Rambam was belittling only the year, which again, we already proved that even the Rambam admits that that's better than nothing. But the year, what is Yira Shamayim? It's reverence, almost like COVID. The Panim Yafas, again, on Otan Arsajah, in Eikah, Perikud, Pasuk Yubayz, he says, again, this type of Yira is one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, Shalom Chachatira, okay? And he mentions Yira Sa'onesh. Okay, it's something, but he says in the second paragraph, this the Zohar, they call it Yira Tata. Tata is lower as opposed to Ilah. Yira Tata and Yira Ilah. So he mentions that point. But in any event, there's different types of Yira as well. And it's interesting, the Rabbi Yona adds in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Os Zion, 54. Shari Tshuva says, when the Rabbonim made the Gzeres, okay, Takanas Chachamim, to prevent it. Don't eat poultry and milk because, chicken and milk, because you come to eat red meat and milk, right, which is Torah prohibited. Don't move a pen on Shabbos, you come to write it, Muksa, right? So he says, where the Chachamim have the right to do this is a good thing. What does it mean? Yadoa Teda, look what he says in the second line of 54. Ki Yiras Hashem, Yisod HaMitzvos. That's the foundation. As is said, a pasuk. What does Hashem want you? Kmo Hashem Shol, our pasuk, right? And he says, therefore, V'takanos Chachamim v'gidreim, Yisod l'derech ha'yira. When the Chacham made decrees, that's for the purpose of Yira. Ki yasu geder harchoka pentika yad adam v'yisra Torah. The Chachamim have the relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, they want you to keep so far away from even doing anything that might possibly smack of, a rebelling against Hashem. Okay? Like a person, if something's precious, you build fences around it. What is...
Doesn't that mitigate against Yira?
What's that? No, you're saying like, building like, fences. It's like building,
Yeah, but if you tell your children they're not supposed to
then they'll
cross
do it.
The street. No, they're not supposed to cross the street. They're not looking both ways. But you never give your children the chance to cross the street. They're not going to learn anything. So,
I hear, I hear that, but I'm saying, but it's preventing, you're right, how far do you take it? On the other hand, you have a swimming pool, you have to put the backyard, you have a fence.
I don't want to teach you so much. You better not ever do anything yet in the world, but I'm not going to...
I hear, you have to let people make mistakes, too. I hear. That's a good point. But he's saying that it's Yasu Gedra Achoka, like a Bala Soda, and that has a field, something precious, he wants to build fences around it. So he says all of the Achokas and all of the Divrei Sofer and all of them are actually, sort of like Syogim for Yira. Because I really am afraid of something. I mean, if I've got something dangerous in the house, I'm afraid of it in the sense of, fear. Then certainly I'm going to protect it.
By Chazal for Yira.
But the question is, which...
No, there may be a key for you, I hear. You probably don't realize, yeah.
My Goyish neighbor asked me to watch his package of cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And the two people. So one guy locks up the refrigerator with three locks.
Right.
The other guy, this is the way it is. So who did better? Oh, look at me, with no ox, and I still need brains.
Yeah, well, again.
No, at least I...
I think it depends on a person. I think it depends on a person.
Has his own violence.
Yeah, I think so.
And you better not take a chance.
Right.
And say, I'm the better one.
That's the idea. So Chazal spoke to the Ramonam, and they're taking chances. And again, it goes to the whole thing that Shlomo Melech said, oh, well, I won't do it, or whatever, I won't tilt the oil. Okay. And just to finish up,
over here, when it's keeping people away from... Yeah. So the Takanos are trying to keep people away from Chataim, really.
Yeah.
So you could also take it as they're trying to give you a taste of Rome.
From the point of view of Chazal, it's because of their Romus.
Yeah.
But from the point of view of us, we may be at that level we need the safeguard.
If it comes out to be that you didn't have a safeguard, you still were extra careful.
Good.
But we don't play
games. We don't play games. That's what I think you're saying. Just to finish up, we all know the puzzle in Koheles, that ends Koheles, very good base puzzle. Be able to solve Dabar Kol Nishma. What's it all about? When all is said and done, it's a little Kimira. Fear God. That's what it is. Right? The Nebuchadnezzar says, after I told you all these different things, right? It's a little Kimira. Kizek Kol Adam. That's the Iker is Yiras Hashem. Okay? So, we dare not think that Yiras Hashem is something which is, which is kind of like not so important. It may, may not be quite at the level of Ava, but certainly Yiras HaRomos, that's how the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem, Vav Med Beis, Amar Chalba, Amar Huna, Kol Adam, Sheish B'Yir Shemayim, Dvar of Nishmoyim. Right? Your prayers will be answered. Shenemar, Sov Dvar, Kol Nishmoyim, Tekim Yira. Okay? And what is that? Kol Adam, Amar V'Lezer, Amar Chesh Baruch Hu, Kol Olam, Kulo, Nivar, Amar Shuz, that. It's like the whole world's created just for this guy. Rav Avakar chuckles that can they call him cool? Shem Ben Zazamer, Hamas Shem Ben Zomer, call him cool. They're all tzavos. So you see the great value of Yiras Shamayim. I think the ultimate goal is Yiras Haromus. Okay, Yiras Onesh is a lower level, but ultimately I think what Yaakov said is very good. The idea is to stay away from Chatoin. Okay, to stay away from violating the Ratzon Hashem. However it works for you to keep you away. If it's Yiras Onesh, keeps you away, good. If it's the other one that keeps you away, also good. And then his point to a Yiras Aromas being almost like almost the same as covered in the sense of reverence. I think it makes a lot of sense. Anyway, some insights into Yiras Hashem.
So next.